Now, some of the common questions that I'm asked about rapport is, what if, like, if I'm a woman and I'm sitting across from a man who's sitting with his legs open? Obviously, you wouldn't do that if you were a woman, so you might match just the upper half of his body. In fact, we have what's also called crossover mirroring, which is half-body matching. Dr. Milton Erickson, for example, there was a young boy that was brought into his room that was very energetic and bouncing off the walls, and what Erickson did was he matched the rate of breathing of the young boy with a tapping of his finger on a table. Milton Erickson, who was in a wheelchair, wasn't able to stand up and bounce around the room in order to gain rapport with the boy. So what he did was he tapped his finger on the table to the rate of breathing of the boy. And then he began to slow his finger down, the tapping of the finger on the table down, and the boy's rate of breathing slowed down, and the boy actually began to slow down as well. Now the question is, why would the boy slow down as Milton Erickson began to slow down the tapping on the table? Well, the reason becomes obvious as we begin to take a look at the four indicators of rapport. How do you know you've got rapport once you do? So let's talk about those right now. And now your sensory acuity is going to come more into play as well. Remember, these are building blocks. We're building one block upon another block upon another block. So how do you know you've got rapport? There's four major indicators of rapport. The first one is a feeling inside. So you may actually feel a feeling inside. Some people describe it as butterflies around the midsection of their body, or they describe it as a feeling of warmth or a feeling of familiarity. So you should feel that in your body. So you should get that feeling of familiarity in your body at some point after you've begun to match and mirror the person that you're communicating with. The second thing that you should notice is a shifting in color. Here's the sensory acuity really comes into focus. So the person should have a shifting in color, usually from lighter to darker. This could be seen as a blushing or a flushing of the skin. It could go from light to a redder shade. But remember, it's going to be more evident for you to notice if you look from lighter to darker. You imagine the person in black and white. And that person should shift from lighter to darker. What this is they're shifting from sympathetic to parasympathetic functioning, which means they're going into a state of relaxation. They're becoming more relaxed with you. Anytime you meet somebody new, oftentimes you'll be in sympathetic arousal or sympathetic functioning, where there's still a bit of uncertainty about this new person. But the moment you become relaxed, you'll have that blushing of the flushing of the skin. So you should notice that in the individual you're communicating with. That's the second indicator of rapport. So the feeling inside, the blushing of the skin, lighter to darker. The third indicator of rapport is that they will probably say something that indicates that they have a feeling of familiarity with you, something to the extent of, don't I know you before? Or haven't I met you someplace before? Or maybe something like, are you an Aries? You know, something that denotes that they feel that feeling of familiarity. And then the fourth and final indicator of rapport is what we call leading. Up until this point in time, you've been matching and mirroring the physiology of this person, the way that they've been sitting, the way they've been moving, the way they've been breathing. You've been matching and mirroring them. Now, leading is when you actually begin to move and they follow you. And that's the fourth and final indicator of rapport. By the way, all of the rapport techniques that you learn are for the purpose of eventually moving on to leading, so that when you move, they move. When you shift your breathing, they shift their breathing. That's when you know that you really have a deep rapport. So you're going to start off by matching and mirroring, and then you're going to move on to leading. You meet them where they're at, and then you take them where you want them to go. So that's the fourth and final indicator of rapport. So perhaps you're matching and mirroring the way they're sitting and whatnot, and then you check to notice if you've gotten rapport, so you move and you cross your leg, and you notice within a matter of moments they should cross their leg as well. That means you've got that deep unconscious rapport. And that's also the reason why when Erickson began by matching and mirroring the movement of the boy around the room, he began tapping his finger to the rate of breathing of the boy, and then he began to slow the finger down. The boy began to slow down as well. Erickson knew that he had rapport. That, once again, is what we call crossover mirroring. So the techniques of rapport are extremely powerful for getting trust and responsiveness with an individual. If you're in sales, you can walk into a sales meeting and instantaneously have those people being responsive to you, listening only to the sound of your voice. If you're meeting somebody for the first time, you can create that instantaneous connection. That's valuable in interpersonal relationships. It's valuable in any area of your life or with your family. So you can practice on your family. It's one of the best places to practice. So you can practice developing rapport with the people around you. In fact, the project that I'll give you to do is to go out and develop rapport with five people. Remember, you're going to focus on matching and mirroring the physiology, the tonality, and any key words that they use. So focus on those things. Once again, just as with sensory acuity, you may want to break it down into steps, like just practice mirroring physiology at first, and then for one full day, and then practice tonality for one full day, and then you could practice key words for one full day. So as you practice these things, always remember, you want to keep it outside of conscious awareness. So you want to do it so that they don't notice that you're matching and mirroring them. If it's inside of conscious awareness, you're defeating the purpose. It wants to be just outside of conscious awareness. So practice that, have fun with it, and notice the connection that you can create with other people. For me, rapport really gives us tremendous potential to create win-win situations and synergistic relationships with other people. So practice these techniques, and we'll come back and we'll talk about more techniques and more ways that we could develop rapport. And remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.